Eventually, I want to get this guy and start my show on time. Okay. I apologize for starting my show late for the second episode in a row. I'm Anita. This is Intimacy because it's more than just sex. And today's topic will be, is business. Like, why is that a cop-out to be a jerk? I could say, well, assholes. Yeah, that's basically what they are. Can't lie. Well, actually, they do lie. People will use that to lie, cheat, and steal. And it's like, why is it having morals and honesty? Which is there is a difference between honesty and tattletelling, because we're not children anymore. But people just use it as an excuse. It's like, it is perfectly okay to pass someone else's work off as mine. It's business. Get over it. It is perfectly okay to bend the rules because it's business. It's okay to be rude to people because it's, yes, favorite speech. I'm like, why? Why is that okay? When did it become okay? I have worked in government, media, and now corporate America. And I've seen it with people, like in other places. Well, and I've heard about it mostly because I've had great coworkers, but you know, you always have those one or two. It's like, oh my gosh, you're a jerk. Like, what the hell? Why are you doing that? And you're just like, oh, it's okay. Or my favorite, impromptu meetings for no reason. It's like, as the worker, you're doing what you're supposed to, and it's fun, and it's standing, and it's like, but why? And that's what you get from the coworker. Yes, it sounds that whiny. Why are you doing? It's the rules by a government agency. No. People will do that, and it will annoy you. And then going back to my favorite quote from Andrew Carnegie, people have their own perceived prejudice and bias. Well, I think it's Andrew Carnegie. I know it's in How to Win Friends and Influence People. But, yeah, and they use that speech to do it. And it just makes everything okay. If there are any people who would like to call in and talk about it, the guest call-in number is 213-943-3495. Because everybody has had that. If you have any experience, or if you have been the person who has done that or used it to do stuff that in your personal life you would be like, oh my gosh, I'm an amoral jerk for doing this. Why did I do this? This, I know it was wrong. Like, I know it, but I'm going to cop out of it like a child. Will you let your children use the excuse, but I'm a kid and it's in school? No, if you saw them acting, doing the stuff that you do in your person, in your business life, and by business, I mean wherever you work. It could be school, it could be church, and your kids did it. What would you say? And they said, well, Mom, it was at school, so it's okay. No, you would not let that fly. So don't let it fly. Favorites are like the people you see in the news, like the higher-ups that you see who steal, like, billions of dollars. It's like, well, that was business. It's like you stole, like, a small country's gross product because it was business? Like, that's stealing. That's wrong. And maybe am I idealistic for saying that because, let's face it, I'm 31. I should not be that idealistic when it comes to stuff like that. But it still bugs me. And will that make having amoral stuff bug you, will that affect your success in quote-unquote corporate America? And by corporate, I mean wherever you work. It could be a Fortune 500. It could be a Fortune, okay, this company made a profit, legally, I think, Fortune. And that could be their good fortune. But it's not right. I mean, why push your morals out to be successful? And how can you live with yourself when you do that? It's just like, how can you just feel like that is okay? I am absolving myself of any responsibility for my actions because I'm getting a paycheck. Like, well, prostitutes get a paycheck, and people have this issue with it, which that is a whole nother show because of my opinions on prostitution. And I guess you can tell by what I'm not saying what my opinions are. But anyway, totally off subject. Again, if there are any listeners who would like to call in, the guest hotline number is 213-943-3495. And I would also like to ask the people who watch it go on and you're like, oh, my gosh, why? How do you, like, not seep into the mudslide of amorality? Oh, that sounds so good. The mudslide of amorality around your coworkers. I mean, you see these people passing off work that's not theirs, lying, backstabbing, cheating. How do you hold your head and not get sunk in? Because you are around these people every day. Do you take home that festering anger? Do you lash out? Do you go kickboxing and then go home and make everything okay? Do you play a video game? What? Because it is hard, especially when you see the people who get rewarded for bad behavior. It's like, you bent the rules. And you're getting a what? Like, your teacher growing up, you are taught, don't lie, don't cheat, don't steal. Basic thing, no matter what religion, you are taught that. But then you see people doing those and, like, why are you getting rewarded? And then the interesting thing is when they get their cosmic payback, and I'm a strong believer in karma. Every religion has it. Even science has the cosmic payback of, you know, do unto others as they do unto you and blah, blah, blah. So when it happens, they're like, I don't deserve to suffer. I've actually heard that from somebody who cheated on their husband with a guy who tried to molest their kid, and their life was like crap. And they're like, I don't deserve to suffer. Like, so you don't deserve to have any responsibility or accountability for your actions. And that's the thing that really bugs me about this business. It's like, you are absolving it. You are absolving your personal responsibility, like a child. You don't tell your – it just goes back because most people in corporate have children. You tell them this is wrong. You don't tell them this is wrong, but in the situation, it's okay because you're contradicting yourself. Like, no, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong. And sometimes – and it just goes on to a moral tangent. But why would you're lying and you know it's wrong? Like, you instinctively know it is against every moral fiber of your being, and you do it and you just justify it. That justification reinforces my views on actions. It's like, it's not the doing it, it's the justifying it. Because once you justify it, it's easy to do it. But, okay, I can justify, you know, cheating on my significant other. I don't have a significant other. I can justify doing it behind his back because as long as I don't get him an STD and it's not in, he'll never. Yeah, no. No, 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 no. It's wrong. And maybe this is probably me getting on my soapbox of morale. And everybody has some, and I do have some stuff in my closet because, 31, everybody has some stuff that they're not. But the business thing is like, no, that's my limit. Everybody has them. And using the lying, the cheating, the money laundering, shifting stuff around, it's like, okay, yeah, we got this money from, like, killing a bunch of kids, burning a bunch of kids to death, but we're going to, like, make it clean because it's business. So here's your raise. Like, how can you look at yourself in the mirror after that? Oh, well, this girl, she got raped by her dad, and, like, because of regulations and blah, 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 we're going to send her back home to that family. Well, no, I wouldn't consider that family, and I can't, because I set my show for general, I can't say what it, but I consider it. And that's just my opinion, but because of that, like, well, it's business, right? silly, that's business, and you know, like, you sent a child back to a child molester. Like, what? You killed little kids to make a profit, and that's blood money. At least I can say maybe the people who are successful at that stuff are like sociopaths or something, because so that way they can leave out their guilt and their karma and absolve themselves, because they have no conscience to absolve it. But the people who have conscience, who are like so morally okay, and then, so, and then they feel like they don't deserve, whenever the cosmos like decide to like kick them in the butt for it, it's like, okay, you lied, you stole, you did something that you knew was like morally corrupt. Here is a, you get fired. Like, but I did all this and you knew it was wrong. Like, and maybe because you know it was wrong, you are more accountable than the people who didn't know it was wrong, because you knew, and you just didn't care. That is the most upsetting thing, to know something and just, well, because it's like, whatever, I don't care, and if I get caught, I'm just going to, like, blame somebody else, because that's what we do, even though that's childish. But we're going to blame this methodical thing and have this one thing absolve everybody of everything, because it's business. So it's business, and what I do at 9 to 5, once I leave, said non-hypothetical 9 to 5, Madison, Madman-esque place, all that, no, 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 that was there, I'm here, just keep it away, because it's bad, and I was doing it for a really, really, really good reason, so I don't have to suffer, so there. So, and if there are any guests, again, you're more than welcome to call in. The number is 213-943-3495. And also, thank you for your patience of waiting on me to actually, like, put the code in correctly today. Yeah, it was really ditzy. I have 90 seconds left. Wow, I just got the prompt on it. But next show will be the first Sunday of next month, so that will be the 3rd. And I would love to have you tune in, because it will be a topic. Yes, I do have the topics written out, but I changed them because I'm a female and I'm a water sign, so I will change my moods or whatever, or if something happens. But the hypothetical, what I think might be the topic, which I have written down, is, no, that's not it. I'm looking at my book. Okay. Fear of greatness. Yes, I will have a topic on being scared of your own success. I don't know. No, it's totally crazy. And then I'm looking at my list of topics, and I realized this was supposed to have been next month's topic. But I appreciate you for listening. Thank you so much. And this is Intimacy, Because It's More Than Just Sex. I'm Anita, and I hope you have enjoyed the show, or at least you enjoyed listening to me ramble, because I started late. It was stupid, and I really should pay more to, like, learn to set my timer better. But thank you. Bye.